You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Some cops in Germany went from responding to a potentially horrific situation, what they thought it could be, to almost having one hell of a night. The cops in Neustadt in Western Germany got a call about possible abuse after a guy saw two men tying up a naked woman through a window across the street.
Oh, man.
And when the cops busted into the apartment, they found out it was actually just a consensual German bondage session.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just being Germans.
You mean just normal German sex?
I'm sorry, we didn't mean to disturb you. This is the time of day and week when we tie each other up to techno music.
Times to get beaten.
The three people inside, they weren't upset that the cops had interrupted them. In fact, they asked the cops if they wanted to join in.
Please.
Join us and let us tie you up and use our nightsticks.
Yeah.
Let's turn this three-way into a five-way.
Well, their uniform and position of power would have been, like, sweet for their domination needs.
Oh, yeah. I really like your badge.
Yeah.
Right. They've already got cuffs. Makes sense.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The cops say they did turn them down. At least that's what they say in their official police report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they did put in there that they were offered to join in. No charges were filed. They weren't doing anything illegal. They were just having a consensual German bondage session.
Go ahead, have a spank.
Spank.
So a quick question here. If you want to chime in, what's the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job? Maybe you've been asked to be a part of a threesome or moresome.
That would be a crazy job.
I'm not sure how that would work, but I'm sure it's happened to some people out there. 1-855-954-6969 as I start digging this underground German techno. 1-855-954-6969. The question for you is, what's the most outrageous thing you've ever seen on the job? What would you do? So German cops Chuck and Andy roll up on the bondage session.
Yeah. Let's just, I would just be, take a gander.
Before they even got the question out, I would have ripped my shirt off and said, touch me.
Yes, he's crazy.
Pretty wild.
He's just into German sex. Can't help himself.
Yeah, German Andy would be a freak.
Yeah, like, I think we would have just, like, rolled up on the scene and realized it was just German sex.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't even have
knocked.
Like, oh, they're tying each... Oh, yes,
oh,
just a Wednesday night in Germany.
Oh, jeez.
You'd be used to it, I think.
Who called this in? Right?
Yeah, why would you even waste your time? You know they're just having Wednesday spanky sex.
Spanky.
It's normal.
Single James, if you had have approached a scene like that, like you're in a relationship now, do you think you would have considered joining in?
Probably.
Yeah?
Would have ran through my mind. I guess it depends on how hot the people involved were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you walked in on something and it was like three super hot chicks that were doing stuff on like a crucifix or something to each other.
Yeah, I'd stay and at least have some questions for them.
We need to ask you a few questions.
The bare minimum, I'd be in the corner pleasuring myself.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Officer James. Let's head to the lines here. Joe's going to start us off. Smokey Joe, what's the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
How's she going, eh? This is when I was working for a flood water, you know, emergency company. We were working on a ceiling in a group home, cutting out the drywall. My buddy was up on the ladder. He was cutting out the drywall, and there was a man sitting behind him, jerking off. Mm. And the lady came in screaming at him, "Hey, stop jerking off to those boys!" And you know,
oh God, that's not where we want to go.
Hey, that's weird.
That is
a weird thing. On the job.
Yep.
Ooh. I guess the gentleman who was touching himself was not all there mentally.
Right. Well, sure.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. No, we get that.
My God.
Ooh.
This guy said, I'm an EMS. I get asked by a lot of grannies and druggies. They want to blow me.
Oh, wow. Grannies.
It's a hell no. I'm getting soft just thinking about it, he says. Well, it means you're currently hard.
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like, why is he hard right now?
Well, that German, I bet you this turned him on, right?
This, the toothless
German
head.
Techno music.
Once the beat
right
kicks in, showed us my erection.
In Germany, every EMS is totally hard.
The E in EMT in Germany stands for erection.
Erection,
erection may surface.
Different. Yeah. John has a comment here from Boston.
That was getting good.
Hey, John, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I was working on a job site. I go up to the roof. I see all the roofers are laying down looking over the side. And I look over, and there's two homeless people banging in front of a dumpster. And he just turns her around, throws her up on the pile of trash, and starts going down on her.
Oh my God! No! Homeless funnelingers!
It was the most vile thing I've ever seen.
Oh. Right okay, on a pile of trash. What? Listen, right okay, just think about it.
Redefine the term trash, people.
Yeah. I just saw a video like that of a white trash couple having sex in a pile of garbage.
Just in garbage?
Just this morning I saw that. My weirdly God. Enough.
That is really
no,
weird.
It is. It's a strange coincidence.
You might want to explain yourself.
Well, I was looking for stuff.
Looking for stuff for the show.
Okay. That's all how right. I come across all this all weird right. stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't just my normal porn searches.
You're just like,
homeless
garbage
white
people.
Trash.
Homeless white trash sex. No, oh, look at that, a video.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I just saw that. But I think you would... As disgusting as it sounds, you'd be intrigued for a second. Like, human nature, I think, takes over. You're like...
Well, there's a voyeuristic aspect right. to it, but then there's just... And even if you're just watching, being disgusted by it and laughing about it, you know, like, right. you could do that too, but...
Mike's incident just happened this morning, I guess. He's calling us from Detroit. Hi, Mike.
Hey, penis.
Penis to you.
Penis.
So German cops respond to a call and they find an erotic bondage session and then get invited to join in. What's your story?
So, for my work, I drive all over the city of Detroit marking off roads and stuff that need to be redone. And this morning, I'm on Joy Road walking probably about a quarter mile from my car. And this crack whore prostitute walks up to me and asks if I want to lick her butthole for $50. I have to pay her $50.
Whoa.
My God.
You have to pay her for that.
Yeah.
Are people paying to lick beeholes?
Yes.
No.
Sure they are.
What am I getting out of that?
It happens more than you'd think.
I think people are into it.
Licking them.
Yeah.
Lose.
Yeah, oh. There's no a prostitute's beehole.
Yeah, crack whore's butthole.
Crack whore.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, God.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Jesus, God in heaven. My just God. Even those words together.
Oh. Crack whore butthole.
Oh, I bet there's a...
No, don't say it.
Mm.
We get it.
But...
No, there's not enough money. I mean, you couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that she's charging.
You'd have to be like, I'd be like, well, how much are you going to give me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How many millions will I get for this?
Even then, it's not worth it because of what your tongue will
what
get.
What happens to my tongue after it touches a crack whore's backside?
It is. It's like more like a fear factor, like you should win something if you lick a crack whore's butthole.
Oh.
Chris is up next from Boston. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, balls, penis.
Balls.
Penis to you. Sir, what is it, the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
So I work in Boston in the telecommunications industry, and I manage a group of technicians. I get a phone call one day while they're doing a home installation. It goes, hey, boss, we need you down here. Show up to the job site, walk in the front door. Looks like a pretty standard, you know, Boston multi-dwelling unit. Look around, look in the corner. There's two dog cages. There's two girls inside.
Oh, man.
One in each of the cages. I look over. I get a little bit closer. Both of them have little puppy ears on and a tail. They're naked.
Were they being held by a Buffalo Bill?
Like, they were really hot.
They were hot. They were hot.
Like, if they were ugly, it would have been like, okay, I get it, you know, the whole fetish play thing, but they were hot. Like, how does that even happen?
Hmm.
So some dude managed to trick them into becoming his
female
puppies?
A
lot of money, probably.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't even think
money
about the money.
Involved.
Yeah, but if I'm having someone come over for a home installation, aren't I letting my puppies outside? Like, what? I'm putting my puppies away.
Oh, you got to put them in a cage. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't want them to bite.
Yeah.
No, like Hershey goes in the cage if someone unknown's going to come over.
So he put the girls in
he
the
put his, put his...
Or is he sure it wasn't a kidnapping? Like, are we positive
on this?
Well,
those, I mean, you check for a lock or whatever, but I mean, it's not, I mean, Hershey can even unlock his cage.
Yeah.
So, when he decides.
Yeah, it sounds more voluntary.
Yeah, it sounds consensual.
When you have a tail in.
And puppy ears on. Or you're just, the guy's a psychopath.
Well, that.
Well, yeah.
You never can rule it out.
No.
Deb's with us next. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, good morning.
Most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
Okay, so I was working as a waitress at a Chinese food restaurant, and I walked into the kitchen to pick up an order of the food, and a lot of the waitresses there were a little rough around the edges.
Okay.
To drink while they were on the job. I walked in, and one of the Chinese cooks was picking an egg roll in the waitress.
Okay, can I just hold on a second. Chinese cook was putting an egg roll in a waitress's bit.
Yes.
Piece of gonna make a
I'm guessing their egg rolls were bigger than his egg
rolls. Oh! Oh wow. No! Burn, Deb, burn, poor Asians.
Oh, yeah. No.
So what happens when you walk in on egg roll sex?
Oh, my God. Crumble. He looked up at me and said, you want to join? I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, he went for broke.
Did you write a Yelp review?
No, she worked there.
Yeah.
Imagine that horrible scene in the kitchen.
You might want to tell people. Yeah. You might want to put that out there.
Well,
quit. No.
Yeah, do quit not and order it. Yes.
And don't
at this place.
Please let people know.
They may have entered an orifice.
I only worked there about 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I'm so shocked you lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah, my goodness. Sometimes you need the money, though, but.
Well, egg roll. Other jobs.
Egg roll sex.
Egg roll sex.
My God.
Gross.
Wouldn't it crumble just to bits, especially if I'm pounding you?
Listen, if it's cooked correctly, they can be real crispy.
If it's a nice and crisp one?
Yeah.
You guys are thinking I figured it would be frozen or something.
Well, I'm thinking it's like...
For it to be solid enough for him to do that?
I'm thinking it was fried and already cooled.
Yes. Not hot.
No,
it would fall apart. You're right. It was probably frozen.
Yeah, it would fall apart.
I've had some sturdy egg rolls in my day. I don't know.
That's what I would have thought that they were just... I just remember my parents getting them.
Sturdy enough to bang somebody with. All the egg rolls I've had, they fall right apart.
That's what I would think. I mean, they're crispy, but then they still, there's that soft inside.
Can't be doing that.
We're really doing a lot of investigation into
Dave,
this.
Dave, you can test it out this weekend.
Dave's like, Ryan, I'm egg rolls. Amber's like, what are you doing? Get ready. Gotta run some tests.
Doing the egg roll test. I gotta prove these guys wrong.
The egg roll test.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that.
How long do you have to fry an egg roll before it becomes as hard as a penis?
Oh, God. Chuck's up next. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You guys all right?
Yeah, okay, man. We're talking about these cops in Germany get to a call. They find an erotic bondage session and then get invited to join in, wondering about the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job.
Well, I was a police officer in Detroit, and I got like a million. By the way, man, I love you guys, dude. You guys have like the best show in the world.
Thanks,
you
guys, man.
All the time.
Appreciate
it. Nice.
But anyway, make a long story short, was my partner and I got split up working with two brand new officers. Backed him up, came out of the house. He's like, he looked like he just looked really messed up. Said, dude, what's wrong? He's like, you just gotta go inside and see. So I go inside, and for whatever reason, citizens in Detroit don't use doors. They just hang up sheets over their doorways for some reason.
Okay.
So as I go inside the house, there's a pair of legs sticking out that have pantyhose on them or stockings. And I was like, well, that's weird. Go inside, move it, and it's actually a male that was laying on the ground. He was a cross-dresser, and come to find out, he was, you know, doing the masturbating thing while he was choking himself.
Erotic asphyxiation.
Exactly. Well, when he finished, it pulled too tight, and he pulled the noose too tight, and he couldn't get his hand up to get it off, and he choked to death.
Yeah.
But the thing that the kicker was he had a little hammer shoved in a certain, you know, in his rear end.
Little hammer.
Oh, my God.
Get the little hammer.
Yeah.
The medics were, I mean, it was, sorry the man passed away, but, you know, everybody was kind of just like, wow. And his wife didn't even know, like, he was that way.
That's a horrible fine on the job.
Jesus Christ, exactly. Choked
like
out.
Like, pantyhose and the whole hammer in the ass.
That's a, wow. A different world.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm sure you've seen it all in Detroit. Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah,
right, day. Guys,
that's why I don't do any of that weird stuff.
You got to want to have a look at this, Chief. Apparently, the guy was doing autoerotic asphyxiation. After looking at some clues, looks like he took a little hammer, shoved it in his ass, too. Choked himself to death with autoerotic asphyxiation.
He sure did.
I hope the Chief's response is, nailed it.
Oh, man. That would be a shocking thing to encounter, though. My God. Just autoerotic asphyxiation in itself, but then with everything else that went along with it.
That's just it. I mean, like, there's so many different levels to it. He was in pantyhose.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. That
hammer. He's into choking and jerking.
Right.
And that's dead.
No, I think hammer in the butt was the worst. Isn't that the worst takeaway?
Probably.
Okay, I'm trying to put myself in the wife's shoes because the wife discovered it as well.
Oh, God.
I'm wondering if it's like, I think it'd be the pantyhose.
Yeah,
Worse than a hammer in the ass?
Well, because a straight guy might like a hammer in the ass.
I felt like it was like slow motion walking up on the scene, you know, and you see the pantyhose.
Yeah, the toes. See the toes.
The whole thing, and then you see the around the neck. Yeah. You know, he's choked.
And then
the finale.
Hammer in the ass.
Another clue, Chief.
Chief, you're going to want to move that little blanket just for a second.
Yeah, I agree that the pantyhose is worse.
That's what I thought.
Because if somebody comes up on the body with just a hammer in the butt, somebody could easily say, oh, somebody else must have put that hammer there.
Oh,
but you walk up and you got the pantyhose on. No, they're not going to take the time to put the pantyhose on the guy and put a hammer in his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really brings it all together.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a super pain in the ass. You need to do all that to jerk off.
It's a lot.
This is telling me with a little hammer in there.
Jesus.
Super pain in the ass.
Very painful.
This one, doing residential boiler service, I did find a shrine in a customer's basement once. It consisted of a double penetrator dildo.
Yes.
Surrounded by garden gnomes and other garden decorations. They were all positioned as if they were worshiping the double penetrator dildo.
Oh.
That's very Buffalo Billish to me, too.
That is.
I could now see James building one of these.
He's a shrine.
When I saw the text, I'm like, I got to make a mental note. Next time the cable guy's coming.
Just to freak him out.
Yeah, because I have little rubber penises that I'll leave around where they got to crawl in to, you know, thread the wires through the house. So I'll leave like little wieners around. But now I have a whole shrine of like garden gnomes worshiping the double dildo.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
When you go down there, don't disturb the dildo gnomes.
Yeah. They're going to be watching something.
Julia is joining us from Livonia. Julia, what is the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
I used to drive a truck for a hospital company, and I'd go to Flint, Battle Creek, and places up north. And I was driving, and I looked over, and this man was playing with himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he was stroking it up to his chest.
It was that.
It was thick.
It was like a monster.
Gigantic.
Jesus.
Yes, and I was young at that time, and I never seen anything that big.
Yeah.
So I'm swerving in and out of traffic trying to catch this guy.
Okay, he finished.
You can't say that.
Finished.
Yeah.
All right. So wow. Finished. So you liked this, Julia.
You did.
You were into this.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I was young back then, you know, and I was in my early 20s, and you know, I ain't never seen nothing that big before.
Yeah,
I kept on saying it's fake, you know,
until it went off.
It was real.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Julia, thank you
for
that graphic tale of road love.
Goodness.
Most women would drive away really fast.
Yeah, she was speeding up.
Yeah, she was trying to catch a
glimpse. Twist to that story.
She's trying to go in and out of traffic, trying to get more of them.
Graphic tale of road love.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Thank you for your graphic tale of road love. Even that scenario, Dave puts it into a love category.
Like you were temporarily in love with him.
I just love road love.
Oh, it was graphic though, man. It was graphic.
He was loving himself. She was loving him. Anonymous, another anonymous police officer here. These cops responded to a call they found an erotic bondage session in Germany, then got invited to join in. Most outrageous thing you've seen on the job, Anonymous.
Good morning, guys. Penis. My partner and I were on foot patrol, and we happened to shine our flashlight in a guy's eyes who was riding a bike. Well, he crashes after shining our light, so we're kind of like, oh, crap. And we go over and check on him. In the bushes, there's a male wearing a nightie who sees us at the same time we see him. Mm-hmm. He takes off running. We chase him about a half a block into a Michigan basement, find him hiding in the corner. In the corner of the basement also is a five-gallon bucket with a donger and poop on it.
Oh my goodness.
My God. What happened? What's going on with him?
Chased him right into his lair.
He was like a distant family member who had just kind of moved in, but yeah.
So many things.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thanks.
You found me in my lair.
Welcome to my nest.
Yeah. That's my bucket.
By the way, James said the look on your face when that lady said about the guy finishing was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like half I'm terrified, half I won the lottery. It was really weird. Like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
Reaching for that button.
That button.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness for the button.
Dwayne's up next. Dwayne, most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
Ripcord. I was doing a job out in the city here in a local area, and it was for some two gay guys, which is, I like working for them. They're great.
Yeah.
But okay. I had to go upstairs into like the bungalow of their home to hold a window we were installing.
Sure.
And the upstairs bungalow, I'm pretty sure, was the romper room for the
stuff
for the boys.
Yeah.
Oh, there was things hanging in there I don't even recognize.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
I see some things.
Like Dave's bedroom.
Relax.
Things probably even better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I bet.
Crazy stuff, man. They didn't invite me or nothing, but...
Nah, they weren't using it. You just saw
their setup. No,
they
everything
were not
involved.
Using it. I would not have gone back.
Yeah.
Even though I probably would have stuck around just out of curiosity's sake, but, you know.
All right, dude. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Stick around for curiosity.
You, guys, you boys do what you gotta do there. I'm just gonna,
I
just
want
to see what you're gonna do with those.
I gotta know what that thing does. Go on. Show me.
The chains and all kind of beads on it.
Oh, that's what you do with it. Well, oh my God.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like Dave just has a sex swing. That's it.
Relax. Yeah. There is no sex swing. Come on now. Jaren? Is it Jaren?
There's something in there.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
Hey, what's your comment?
All right, so I was working for a water main company, and we were doing water meter hookups inside a house in Waterford. We went into the basement to put the water meter in, and the guy was really sketchy about letting us in the house. And there was a closet in the basement. It had a padlock on the outside of it, and there was a sign on the door that said Grandpa's Secret Dressing Room.
Oh, my God. That's the worst sign you could see.
You don't want to go in there. Yeah.
Grandpa's Secret Dressing Room?
Yeah. Oh. Padlock.
It was pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we were working for the city. We just reported it to them, and I'm not really sure whatever happened with it, but we said they should call the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, poor... Well, I mean, Grandpa, what are you up to? But don't be so stupid to label it Grandpa's Secret Dressing Room.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry,
it's
but...
It's not much of a secret
when you put it on the door sign.
Do you think if you are in the service industry and you go into anyone's home and there is a door with a padlock on it, you have to call somebody?
You should report it?
You should, like, every time. Isn't it... Wouldn't it be absolutely... insane have a door with a padlock on it in your home.
Yes.
I mean, I guess there's possible explanations that aren't storing people there.
Yes.
You know,
some people should have roommates.
They could have roommates. They could have tenants. They don't want to access certain rooms. I've seen that in houses I've rented before, that kind of thing. So there's other possible explanations, but I guess, you should be a little...
I guess it also shouldn't be called Grandpa's secret change room or whatever.
Where I have all my costumes.
What's Grandpa get up to?
You okay in there?
This one came in through text. Inspecting a house, walk into a bedroom. There was a floor-to-ceiling painting of a naked black man with a donger as big as my bicep and as long as my arm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Who paints that?
Just a normal black guy. I don't know. It'd be so weird to be like, God, I'm an artist and I don't know what. You know what? I do know what I'm going to paint.
And you hang it up. Your bedroom.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
bedroom
weird.
Portrait.
Yeah.
Mm. Noah's up next. Noah, most outrageous thing you've seen on the job?
Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Hi, hey guys. So yeah, I'm just a younger guy. I'm pretty tall, and I'm working at this grocery store, right? This couple comes up, husband and wife. This dude is a little shorter. His wife kind of looks like the more dominant type.
Oh yeah.
And so she asked me a question, and while she's asking me a question, there's nobody else around. It was pretty late at night. This dude was standing behind his wife, and he like winked at me. And he turned around while his wife was still talking to me, and I see in the other eye this dude pulls his pants down and shows me his thong, like subtly. And I'm only like 19. I look pretty young, and
what a perv.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So his wife didn't see?
No.
No, his wife did not see.
God. She like, had to
I
know,
had to like keep one eye on. He took advantage of the fact that I couldn't, like, tell his wife to stop talking.
Well, the flash is thong at you. Yeah, that seems like a setup to me.
Yeah.
Like a couple setup.
A cuckold almost a
something,
little bit. Or
there's something going on.
Weird
there.
Reverse cuckold, I guess, because he's into the dude.
Yeah. Man.
It's all kinds of weird.
Oh, there's so much weird out there.
Yeah.
This one, work at a dirty CNC shop. Walked in on my toothless 55-year-old coworker. Shoving his dirty hands in his ass, trying to push in a hemorrhoid.
Oh.
Hey, Frank, you can't do that in the bathroom? Or
where else you want me to do it, pal?
Not right here in the middle of the show, please. Jesus Christ, what are you, pushing in a hemorrhoid?
It is huge. And it's out.
Oh,
come on.
Very painful looking.
Tony.
You can't walk in on anyone.
Tony from Boston, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, man. Most outrageous thing you've seen on the job.
Okay, just a few things. First, I am never ordering egg rolls again.
I know.
Oh, come on.
So I used to work as a bartender in a hotel, and this is just a side story to the big one. People were just kind of sitting around drinking, and I noticed a guy was kind of leaning over. It looked as if he was crying or maybe kind of getting consoled by his girlfriend, and instead it was basically him just slurping on her boob with it flat out on the bar just looking around uncomfortably. So I just kept cleaning my glasses and moved on. And then I currently work as a realtor, and we sometimes see a lot of things left around the house that are just kind of gross, or, you know, people's lives are messy. But this time I had a showing with a bunch of college students, and I was walking into a Brighton apartment and knocked on the door. And it sounded like a lot of people shifting around all of a sudden, as if they forgot I was coming. And I walk in, and the first thing that struck me was all the weed pipes, paraphernalia, drug paraphernalia laying around.
Yeah.
And there were three men. They were almost midgets, so some were kind of just really short guys, and they all had kind of like this Jersey Shore look to them. They were only wearing black or dark colored boxers that were really, really ultra snug.
Yeah.
So my clients were all females. So they're looking at this kind of, you know, very wigged out. And as we walk around the apartment, I noticed that there's a lot of other, you know, props, skimp mask, balls, everything laying around. And then when we get to the back bedroom, we notice that there's a camera up. And as I come back around, and I kind of just said, did I interrupt something? And they just all said, oh, we've just been filming some stuff. I'm pretty sure I walked into a wild porno being filmed, and they had just forgotten it. And
it was midget gay porn?
Yes, it was small man gay porn.
It was like really short guys, not quite midgets yet.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't. And they looked like they were related. They looked exactly alike. But
Oh my god!
It was odd.
And that's how James sold his last house.
That's right. There. That's how it something
worked like a charm.
Yeah. Some people bake cookies. Other
James
people set up
a
gay gimp porn scene.
Mm-hmm. Just got to know your audience. No?
Yeah.
Got to know who's coming to look at that house.
That's true.
This guy said was doing some landscaping work in Hamilton, Massachusetts for General Patton's great-grandson.
Okay.
He was one of my customers. Well, we had a few beers on his patio one night after the job, and he says, hey, do you want to see Charlie?
Oh, boy.
We went upstairs to an attic space, and he opened a small 4-foot box that had a human skeletal remains of a Korean soldier that his great-grandfather had kept all these years, and the box was labeled Charlie.
Jesus.
Extremely disturbing.
Yeah, that's...
You want to see Charlie? No,
no,
that never...
No, I don't.
When anyone asks you that question, never say yes.
Charlie? No, I
you
don't
want to
see
him.
Charlie.
Chances are it's the name of my penis.
Right, that's what, but it's never good. It's never going to be something you want.
You know what
no,
I mean? Statistically
no.
speaking, yes.
You want to see Charlie?
Charlie.
No, just say no.
My God.
Super.
What do you do?
That's the weirdest
then?
One.
Yeah, that is
that
the
we
weirdest
heard.
One. Human besides remains in a box.
Well, yeah, the egg roll one, too. The egg roll one was that ain't easy.
Yeah, nope. It's not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got this email. It says, hey guys, keep me anonymous. I'm halfway done my studies here in Canada. Currently living in a house with 5 guys. 3 of the 4 others I live with go home. So right now, it's just me and this one other dude. He's a pretty quiet person. He's never really had any friends over or spoke to any of us very much, but never been an issue until recently.
Hmm.
I've been noticing some odd behaviors and some other things. I really could type a million little reasons why I find this guy to be really weird, but here are a few things he does or has done that has got me worried for my personal safety. He says he consistently paces around the kitchen with his headphones in, grunting and slamming the cupboard doors at night.
God! I just can't understand.
I can't with my voice.
Yeah, your voice is going.
So it sounds like Jurassic World in here.
He constantly locks the door.
What's
1 minute after I leave.
You better lock up. He's gone.
Even if I'm just going to grab something from my car, I'm locked out right after. I think it's to buy himself extra time when he's doing something in the house he's not supposed to be doing.
I think that's exactly what that is. Yeah. Isn't like the lock.
Even when he goes out just to get something out of the car.
He probably jerks it
long,
real fast.
Yeah,
or he doesn't realize he's going to the car.
Yeah, he thinks he's going out and he's got a few minutes. He's probably just like a pull the pants down a little bit jerker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or even under the shorts.
That could lead to this next one.
Uh-oh.
He said, this is worst of all. I have found large piles of pubic hairs.
Oh, those are my pubes.
On the kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm.
On multiple occasions.
Yeah, that's where I do it.
I bet he shaves himself there.
Making me ask myself, what is he doing pacing around the kitchen every single
night? He's grooming himself there.
In the kitchen?
Well, it makes sense because if you're hairy like me, okay, so you're hairy like me.
You want a linoleum.
When you decide you're going to groom yourself, you don't want to groom yourself anywhere that's it's not easy cleanup. So I think what this guy's doing is he's grooming whatever it is. Maybe he's got a hairy back. Maybe he shaves his butt. Maybe he's doing just his pubes. Whatever it is, he's just not good at cleaning up. You know, he's
large piles.
Like he just
he's missing
it.
He just leaves it. Yeah. Mm.
Well, then he just left it. Maybe he didn't know the guy
means
was.
You haven't touched it.
Why wouldn't
it?
You do that in the bathroom?
I think
you would never do that in the kitchen. No normal. thinking person.
I would always
risk hair
right.
going in your food.
Exactly. No, I would always. You're talking normal though. Like that's I would always do it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he said, should I be worried for my personal safety or the safety of my things in the house, specifically food? What am I supposed to do?
Cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Set up the
cameras. You're going to want cameras. You're going to want some kind of pantry lock.
How long does he have to live here there with that guy? He's almost done, he said, with his studies.
He's halfway done. So he could be 2 years through a four-year program. And this guy, he's one of five roommates, but it's only the two of them.
Yeah.
The guys have gone back home.
I mean, I guess I would have assumed everybody knew each other. I mean, yeah. To live with five people, like it's crazy for it to be just a random thing.
Con, we talk. Andy just got some random roommates.
No, I
right?
know.
A lot of people do that.
I think a lot of people do that, especially like college kids and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and that's don't what this is. That. That's what's happening here.
Don't do that.
Well,
that's how you die.
I see you stumbled across my puke patch.
Yeah.
I leave them in the kitchen.
First of all, I'd say something to him.
I forgot to clean it. Big deal. Give me a break.
Can't you say, hey, guy, do you mind just cleaning up the hairs you leave in the kitchen? I wouldn't say pubic. I'd just say, hey, there's some hairs in the kitchen. It's not cool.
I mean,
we eat
yeah,
there.
No, of course. Like,
I'd
you
feel
can.
Okay
I mean,
saying that.
I think you can. I know that when I lived with my roommate, I would have to say stuff about different things not being cleaned, like the bathroom not being taken care of, you know.
Ooh, this someone said this guy is a future serial killer because it
this.
Is documented young serial killers kill things and leave piles of hair around for people to find. So his pubes like his animals
man.
Or whatever.
Well, you hope it's animals, you hope it's not
human hair.
I've been
well if that's the case he just needs to move
right.
Yeah no I've been listen I've been down this real crazy wormhole like Amber, watching these crazy videos of court, of like police confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there's a lot of crazy out there, and it's not
sure.
good, and they live with you, and they live next door, and sometimes they just see you in your room, and you look nice.
Good night.
Yeah. Oh, your window's unlocked.
You know, I mean, it's crazy, nice. Guys. It's crazy.
Someone said
life is crazy.
When you said the piles of pubic hair, it made me shriek out loud, and the car next to me now thinks I'm mentally deranged. Someone else said, sounds like meth to me.
I don't know.
I don't
could
know.
Be.
I mean, don't you feel like you could see the signs of meth on somebody? Especially living them with
new.
Them for...
If you live with them, you could probably smell it.
Oh, yeah?
Probably be a smell to it.
I just... You'd think you'd develop the sores, and you'd... You know,
does that take
wouldn't
time
be going
or is that
to
right
school?
Away?
I think that takes time.
I yeah,
that
I don't know. I don't know.
He could be new to meth. I mean, that's just a stretch. You never know.
That's
right?
A funny thing to think. I just started smoking meth.
Oh, did you?
A couple of days ago.
Okay, so you're still good.
I'm new. I got my training wheels on.
Yeah, you're totally new to meth.
They don't last long.
It's going well.
So he's either a serial killer or he's on meth.
Right.
That's what we determined.
Yeah, he's got...
Those are the two only possible explanations here, I think. Someone who's, like, leaves... piles of pubic hair in the kitchen, is slamming doors in the middle of the night, just walking around in circles with headphones on.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's something. There's oh, something yeah. up here.
I like to listen to my music and shave my pubes and look for
yeah.
That's what I do.
I like to cook at the same time as groom.
Oh my like, what's God. He doing? In
I don't
there?
Know. Chicken Alfredo has a comment here. Good morning, chicken. How are you?
You're delicious.
Good morning. I'm doing great. Balls. Penis.
Balls.
Penis.
Penis.
I know a group of like seven, and there's about seven, eight of them that live in this one house, and they're all random. They never knew each other before, and the house is just a mess. There's like always food all over the kitchen, like rotting, like bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
And every time I go to the washroom, there's just piles of hair in the sinks. Like they never clean up after themselves. It's just like, I don't know how you could live like that.
So you're just
like,
writing this
so
off
long.
As just a bunch of guys. It's just pubes in the kitchen because it's guys.
It's women, too. It's women. It's the thing. Women, like, with, like, long-ass hairy legs. Like, 2-inch hair on their legs.
Oh, like, yeah. Who are these people? Get away from that.
Oh, my God.
It's too long.
No, yeah. Just, like, he's a good friend. I've always helped him out. Like, I try to be that generous white guy, you know?
Sure.
Helping out the... Indian friends there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry to share my story.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I can relate. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Eric's with us. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Wood.
Sure.
Boner.
So, what if the guy's walking around grunting because he's pulling his pubes out and piling them up?
Oh, I did watch videos of people that are into their pubes being ripped out before.
Why do you watch so many strange videos?
I don't know. Finale'd from it.
All the time.
He's like, ugh.
Drop a little pile. Drop a pile.
I hope that's not why he's grunting. Because he's a pube ripper. He's a sexual pube ripper?
There are people that are sexual pube rippers. It's crazy, man.
That is wild. I did not know that existed.
It's crazy.
What a weird thing.
How many videos of that did you watch?
Just the one. That's all you need to see.
Well, it's good you didn't continue watching it.
I fell down a pube ripping hole.
It was like, and I thought we watched it one time, like a long time ago. He had strings tied around to...
The pubes?
Like, his pubes were like in like a pot, like he'd...
like cornrow them?
Almost like that, where he'd have a pile of them in a like an elastic or something, or tied around a string, and there was like 10, 15 strings, all with these bunch of pubes.
Yeah.
And it was connected to some kind of torture device, and as it got cranked, it would rip one out, and then the next one would come out.
And then stalk of them.
Yeah, like a stalk of them at a time, and then by the time about... 7 or 8 of them went. He went. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. That whole pain equals pleasure thing. I don't
have that. Yeah.
Oh, me get either. It, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So this guy has a bunch of roommates, but there's only two of them there for the summer. The other ones have gone home, and there's a lot of weird things this guy does, including pacing around the kitchen in the middle of the night. He's found a pile of pubes in the kitchen many times. What's your comment about it?
So I went to school up in Lowell, and for about half a semester, I lived with a guy who would do the exact same thing. Every night around 1 o'clock in the morning, he would have his headphones in, walk around the kitchen. And for whatever reason, he would take these 2 to 3 hour long showers. But also, for reasons unknown, this guy would just leave hair everywhere. I don't know whether or not he was just hairy. He had long hair, but like, along the hallways in our dorm room.
Keith, sorry, man. Your phone cut out.
Sounds like he had a hair problem.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
This guy said, I shave my pubes in the kitchen as well because you have more mobility. It's not weird to do that.
It is weird because you're around your food.
It's like one thing to shave your pubes if you live alone, I suppose, in the kitchen.
But that's where your food is.
Yeah.
There's much recommending it,
but I'm saying that like if you live alone, that's probably more ideal.
Much higher risk of puke in your
laundry
food.
Room or any other area besides the kitchen.
I've done it in the garage. I have done it in the garage.
I'd much rather you shave your pubes in my garage than anywhere else.
Not my pubes.
Oh.
I haven't shaved my pubes in the garage.
Let me
clear that up. No, my back. I would do my back in the garage every once in a while. But it's very precarious.
I didn't find it that weird, Chuck. Whatever. Billy. Yeah. Hey, Billy. You're on with Dave and Chuck.
Yeah,
the
not
freak.
Pubes. Pubes is a bathroom.
Okay. Hey, I'm just calling to say, back in my teenage years when I was kind of, you know, figuring stuff out and whatever, I used to rip my pubes out and when I would jerk it, I would always rip my pubes out and it kind of got me off. So I can't blame the guy if that's for sure.
Could be a pube ripper.
Yeah.
Huh. There you go.
It's a thing. We exist out there.
I've seen you.
Trust me, Chuck.
Seen you.
All right. Former pube ripper Billy. Thanks for calling in.
Once a pube ripper, always a pube ripper.
Oh, you think he's lying about being a former?
I bet. You think you just let that stuff go?
Yeah, I think.
When, like, pain's tied into your response?
Someone said Ambien can make you do some crazy things. We've heard that. We never heard people shaving their pubes in the kitchen crazy, but
I mean,
lots of different
anything's
stuff.
Possible when you're on drugs.
And then this other bit of advice here, I would run. Run very far. Find a new place to live.
Yeah.
It sounds like something's going on and something that could be not good at the end of the day.
It's not good. When you find piles of pubes, that's a big strike.
That's a huge strike.
I don't know why, but I always assume, like, if it's, like, say with the Ambien thing, it'd be something that, like, you're willing to do normally, and then you just do it.
I always figure, like, the stuff you get up to on Ambien is, like, you put salad in a bowl and put milk over it and eat it.
Yeah.
Eating stuff.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, sir. But it sounds like it's not anything that's going to go away.
Yeah. Just you like the cheap rent, though, right? You really like
real
cheap
deal.
Yeah.
You can always reach out to us. If you have a kitchen pube pile or anything else, mm-hmm. email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to reach us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is kind of smart. As someone who's been to Europe, I can tell you they've got a bit of a problem. In Vienna, they've started handing out free deodorant to passengers amid a stifling summer heat wave there.
Yeah, it is stinky over there.
Staff are handing out free deodorant to passengers on Vienna's notoriously stuffy subway line, and it appears that it's quite popular. Within a single day, they gave out 14,000 sticks of deodorant. Now, they insist that the people in Vienna are no smellier than those anywhere else.
Yeah, not a stinky people.
Yeah.
But yes, they say high temperatures make them more aware of odors.
I just think there's a lot of people over there, they don't wear deodorant, so they might take a shower in the morning and then 4 hours later in the heat.
A lot of them, it's like a weird, in Europe, it's like they don't shower as often as we do here, right?
Well, they don't have, the facilities are different, right? They don't have the big showers that we have.
I'd still make it work.
I know. I did when I was there. You know? That's just how we grew up. When you grow up there, it's different.
They conserve a lot, too. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of hot water. Like I had my European house guests, they took long showers. I said, go for it. You take some long hot showers.
Have some of that hot water.
You're in America.
Yeah. In America, we shower. We shower long. We shower hard. We shower hot. This is America, bitch.
Work hard, play hard, party hard, shower hard. That's what we say. Go in there. Knock yourself out.
Lisa,
you walk into Lisa's bathroom.
As soon as you open the shower, this starts to play.
Lisa won't even let him out of the bathroom.
You ain't showered long enough. Listen, you showered to that steam almost makes you pass out. You understand me?
Feels good, a long hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
You shower long, you shower hard. It's America.
Work hard, play hard. Shower hard.
Shower hard. Use up all the hot water. Drain the lakes.
Now you use it all up. We just wait a minute, man. It'll come right back. That bitch will fill up again with water so hot. It'll burn your skin right off you. You want it to.
This ain't Europe. It's America, bitch.
We ain't talking. This ain't no France. They got their baguettes. Know what we got here? Goddamn long showers and freedom.
Yeah, I have fireworks in the shower, too, for you.
You understand? Just throw the soap away, because you got another one in the goddamn cupboard. That's how we roll.
Throw it out.
That's how we roll. Check this out. That's a brand new deodorant in the garbage.
That towel's one use. Dispose of it.
Yeah, they save their towels. I'm like, I'll wash those. I'm turning down the AC, too.
No, we do not care, man. We keep cool. We play hard. And we shower hard. Hard as it gets. Check this out. Yeah! Woo! I'll do it again. Yeah! Go ahead and get your shower. Yeah, that thing will come off there, man. You spritz it all over your body, your naked body. Pull! Yeah! I'm clean as a whistle, man. I took a shower, got out, dried myself off, got right back in the shower, because that's how I do it.
America!
That is how I goddamn
America!
Do it.
America!
America! United!
What do you think, Hulk?
brain. Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins. Be true to yourself. True to your country. Be a real American.
Take long showers, brother.
Oh, damn.
Oh. They loved it.
I'm sure they did.
They loved it.
You know, the shower I had when we were in Italy, I basically had to stand straight with my arms at my side.
Why can't they get it right?
It was the smallest shower stall.
Designed
I bent over.
Yeah.
My butt, thank God Amber wasn't, my butt pressed right up against the glass because there was no room. I pushed the glass right open.
That ain't how we do it over here, man.
Water
you to magic. I have a whole dance routine I'm doing right now inside here. 8 feet to one side, 8 feet to the other side. In America, we got showers. Sometimes they have all kinds of different nozzles, man. I got 25 nozzles. I got a shower that shoots out of my kneecaps. Why? I ask you why I even have that. I don't know. You know why I have it? Because America. We have it because we won World War II. In fact, just leave the shower on until the morning. You can hop right back in. Check this one out. Yeah! Shower it up. Get your shower on and come out here and kick ass with the rest of us. Stay calm. I'm going to light these off while you're in there. Go ahead. I want to hear it while I shower. Scrub-a-dub-dub!
Damn it.
Yeah, you can take yourself an American shower at Lisa's house.
As long as you can. Damn right you can.
As long as you need.
Goddamn right.
You stay
in there! Don't you even think of getting out! You're going to be in that shower for 2 days straight, you hear me? You stinky European bastard. Yeah.
Listen here, you stinky European bastard. While you're here,
you're going to shower American.
All right? I don't want to hear it. I get just even a whiff of you showering all European in there. We're going to have a problem.
I have a basic human right not to smell your ass.
In America.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh.
Take a long American shower today.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Soak in your freedom.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.